Welcome back to the Small Business CTO Podcast. I'm your host, Cale Miller. Here, we help Australia's small business community embrace technology to become more efficient, more effective, and ultimately get more enjoyment from their work. Today, we're going to set the scene for a multi-part series to be released over the next few weeks, all about your IT strategy. More in particular, what is your IT strategy? Why should you care about an IT strategy? How do you write an IT strategy? And how do you make the effective trade-offs to ensure that you're going to achieve the objectives you're after in the price and time that you're after? For today, let's just focus on what is an IT strategy and why you should care about it. So let's talk about that. Let's start at the top. What is an IT strategy? So your IT strategy is just a complementary strategic document to your broader strategy. So let's start there. Your broad business strategy may articulate something about your business that gives you a competitive edge over the market or outlines what you're trying to do over the next few years. So a couple of good examples might be, I want to reduce the operating costs of my business so that I can reinvest the funds back into the business and expand my operations through Australia. That could be a strategy. Another strategy might be, I want to offer a premium quality product or service so I can charge a premium price point. So these are just examples of strategies in your business. Now let's talk about your IT strategy. Your IT strategy is a component or a puzzle piece that fits into that broad organizational strategy. So you're articulating, how can I use technology to achieve this broader business strategy? So let's talk about that a little bit more. What goes into an IT strategy? Well, your IT strategy, as I said, is just a complement. But the key parts you should be covering in this is reiterating, what are your broad organizational goals and objectives? It helps to articulate this in your strategy so that you can tie everything you're doing back to some North Star in your business. Following on from that, talk about what is your IT strategy's goals and objectives, and how does that tie back into the business goals and objectives? So let's use the previous example. You want to become more efficient to reduce operating costs to increase profit margins. That's your broad strategy. Your IT strategy might be, let's reduce headcount to reduce operating costs. And that is a kind of the broad goal or objective of your IT strategy. And that ties back into the larger strategy as how you're going to save money. So you should articulate those. What are you trying to achieve? I want to reduce my headcount. I want to remove administrative staff. I want to have an always-on support desk or a premium kind of customer support service. So you articulate that. Following on from there, you next should articulate what are the roadmap of projects that will let you get there or enable you to get there. So you might say, I want to have an AI admin assistant in the business so that I can automate 50% of my administrative team. Okay, well, what goes into that? You might first need to digitize all your documents. Then you may need to set up a data warehouse and pull it all together. Then you may need to synchronize data across these systems. And then finally, build an AI agent to help with these administrative duties. So you want to set up this roadmap of projects that help you move towards that ultimate IT strategy goal and objective, or goals and objectives. And the final piece of your IT strategy is all the supporting material that will enable your operators to actually execute upon your strategy. So talk about budgets. How much are you willing to spend? Talk about timelines. How long will it take to execute the strategy? And what are your expectations to your staff as to how long it will take? Talk about resource allocation. How much time am I going to take off my staff to invest in this strategy? Perhaps it's one day a week. Perhaps it's turning off the business for 3 months. You need to articulate that. And then you should also articulate things such as the risks. What are the risks? Well, perhaps we buy a bad product. Perhaps we get a bad service provider. How does that impact your strategy and how are you going to deal with that? So that's just a brief overview of your IT strategy. I'll talk about that some more in the further episodes of the series, but just wanted to articulate at a top level so you could keep it visually in your mind what it's going to look like. Now let's talk about why. Why have it at all? You may have got to this point in your career never really having to think about IT that hard. Perhaps you go, I'm just a standard retailer out in a rural town. What do we need IT for? The world is becoming increasingly more digitized. Where before 20 years ago, you could get away with having everything on pen and paper and everything pretty manual, is no longer the case. Your competitors have already digitized. Your adjacent industries have already digitized. They've already automated. You need to be thinking about your IT strategy, else you'll be left in the dust when everyone else is. So what is the value then of IT? Why do we want it at all? Why are my competitors and my friends in the industry, why are they doing it? Well, IT is really just an efficiency and a quality play. So by using IT, you can usually do more with fewer resources. Instead of having to pay for one staff, you can automate that job and reinvest the money in offering a better service. Or you can have the work done of one, or the work done of 10, become the work done of one. So you can spin up more sites and more offices and have more jobs running concurrently in your business. And then ultimately, that all ties down into your profit margins, and it ties down into the price point at which you offer your products. If all your competitors have to sell their product for $1,000 and you can sell it for $300 and make even more profit than them, there is no way for them to ever compete against you. That's really it for this episode. It's just setting the scene. We'll start to go further into details in the subsequent episodes. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out, Cale Miller on LinkedIn, or send us an email at contact@prometheusai.com.au.